You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. It's sharing God's mission, right? We are starting the lesson here, lesson four of quarter four, sharing God's mission. And overall, the whole quarter, we are speaking about God's mission, my mission, right? God's mission, my mission. And today we are on sharing God's mission, and we are joined on the line by my Elder Walter. Yeah, I've been practicing. Now that he's on air, it has disappeared. Takapakuri. Hi, my Elder, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. The way I always practice your name, and when you come on air, it just disappeared. How am I actually supposed to pronounce it? I hope you're well, though.
I'm well. How are you doing?
I am good, my Elder. Thank you so much for coming through to giving us this lesson this week. So before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Okay, thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, what above, we thank you this morning. We want to thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the many blessings that you have given us. Father, we invite your presence. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. As we'll be studying your word, we pray that, Lord, may you give us enlightenment, and may this word transform us, and may it give us, draw us closer and closer unto you. For this we ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. So, my Elder, you can take us through the Sabbath, the intro, which is the Sabbath school, the Sabbath afternoon lesson, sharing God's mission, as well as the Sunday's lesson study.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. The study we are having is an exciting one.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's mission, my mission. It speaks to God's idea of having us as Christians aligning our missions to what he's trying to achieve.
Mm.
Yes. So it's a beautiful mission, which actually clearly shows how God wants his ultimate goal to be reached. It's interesting that we have John 13, verse 34 and 35 is our key text this week. It says, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this we will know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one another." This is a deep text. Jesus says, it's a new commandment that I give you. It's as if love had not been a law, love had not been realized between one and another. And then Jesus had to say, a new commandment I give you. It's something. Remember, it's interesting to know that we are coming from the Old Testament, where Christ wrote, or God wrote, the commandments on the tablets of stone.
Mm.
And then if you read how Paul puts it across in the New Testament, he says, a new covenant will I make with you, where I will write my commandments in your heart.
Mm.
So now he then says here, love has always been the character of God. Love has always been the summary of God's law. But now it's being written in our hearts. So Christ is saying, it's a new commandment. What he's just saying is, I am doing it. I'm now putting the law in your heart. And when the law is in your heart, you are going to be seen by your works. And the Bible actually clearly says, by this all will know. So the love that will be in our hearts will make sure that everyone will know that we're the disciples of Christ.
Mm.
So we will know to preach sermons, for people to know that we are Christians. We will not need to do great things, but one thing that will be sure and certain is that people are going to see that we love him. No, you know, in the introduction it said of Abraham.
Mm.
You know, Abraham. Many people say, it's interesting. I was talking about Abraham. Is it yesterday? Many people think Abraham was a super being.
Okay.
Yes, because even someone actually said, do you know most religions, they accept Abraham as the father of faith.
Okay.
In Islam, in Christianity, in many religions, we share Abraham. So people think he's a super being. But Abraham had great defects of character. Great. At some point, he lied to protect himself. He came from an idolatrous family. He was not perfect, but he was the father of faith. And we see why God considers why Abraham became the father of faith. It's because of actually John 13 to say he had love within his heart. And you know, and then say the Bible actually then says of Abraham to present to us the character and nature of Abraham. It says Abraham, if you read Genesis chapter 18, which is given here, Abraham was sitting in the heat of the sun. And he saw two tired people were walking about. And he said, he brought them into his house. There's something interesting. Abraham was sitting at the entrance of this tent during a convenient time. No, it was during an inconvenient time when it was hot, when he was sitting at the entrance of the time. Why was he sitting? Because he was waiting for visitors. Who can I show love to? Was his motto. So, according to Abraham, he would sit at the entrance of even in inconvenient time, because love was it fueled his heart to find ways and means and people whom he could reveal God's love, whom he could reveal and show hospitality. So, I think as a Christian, on introduction, we are learning that we do not show hospitality to people during convenient times, number one. Number two, when love resides in our hearts, being hospitable to one another ceases to be a duty, but it becomes a delight. So when Abraham was sitting at the entrance, it seemed like it was part of what he used to do. It was part of his character. It was part of his nature to sit at the entrance of the tent to look for people who were in need, whom he could show hospitality. So Sabbath afternoon is exciting and interesting. It's showing us what God is intending to achieve with us. And remember, God is going to achieve this through us. It's exciting how God puts it in Matthew 25. He says, "You saw me naked and you did not clothe me. You saw me hungry, you did not give me food." It's exciting because Christ is meaning to achieve that through us, through you and me. So Sabbath after is perfect and interesting. It's an exciting lesson that we are having this.
Yeah. So what happens then on Sunday? I say, oh, the gift. Yeah, you wanted this one, my elder. High hospitality. It varies from person to person.
You know, I read, I was reading the quarterly. There's something that the writer says that is interesting. He says Abraham was sitting at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day.
Okay.
This behavior is unusual. you know, being hospitable these days is unusual.
Yes.
Very unusual. Because you know what? Hospitality demands that your comforts are trampled upon. It demands that you are inconvenienced. But we are people these days who don't want to be inconvenienced.
Okay.
We want you know when you're driving home, even when it's raining, how many times have you considered stopping for someone? Do you know what you consider? You soil my mats.
Pastor, we're thinking he will hijack me.
So we don't want to be inconvenienced. We don't want to be inconvenienced. But look at it. Abraham was sitting in the heat of the day seeking to be inconvenienced. You know, the Bible, then if you read Genesis chapter 18, it says he didn't kill a fattened calf. He said thief. So in other words, Abraham would at all times have a calf ready to slaughter for those whom you get from the end. So these people did not come knocking. You know, it's as if God knew Abraham would call them in. So my question that I was asking myself, does God know that I'm going to call in people who I need into my gates? Can he trust me with people that are needy? Can he entrust me with means that the people that are hungry are going to be fed in my house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always say sometimes we do not have much because God cannot entrust us with means that are supposed to be given to others. We know so many verses. We know so many verses, and we can explain Daniel chapter 8, Daniel 11, Revelation 13. We can explain all that.
Mm.
But one thing that God has given us in the introduction is he says, "A new law I give you, that you love one another."
Yeah.
This is what we lack as the church. We in terms of theological correctness, and we have sound doctrine. But one thing that we lack is we do not sit in the tent, in the entrance of our tents, ready to invite visitors into our tents.
Mm.
You know, it was not in the morning when it's still cool. It was in the heat of the day. So in other words, it answers the question that many times we say we do not have. Right?
Mm.
We do not have money, we don't have food. But look at it. It was not a convenient time when Abraham sat at the entrance of the tent.
True.
It was not. So God is not expecting us to be hospitable to people when it's convenient for us. When when we're not doing it out of convenience, then it's now duty. It's no longer hospitality.
Mm. And as you're saying that, you know, Pastor, I'm skimming through the lesson there on Sunday, the last part there, it says that from the start, this man understood that God had called him to mission, and that he's going to the promised land, was not for a vacation, but to be a blessing to those around him through his seed to the world. And you know, that saying that when we're going to a place, we are going to be a blessing. I think that is, when it comes to hospitality, my elder, that is something that we often don't think about, because as you were saying, I won't stop for this one because, you know what, they're going to make my car dirty. I won't do that to this one because of this. But we're forgetting that by us doing those things, we are being a blessing unto other people.
Exactly. Exactly. I love the fact that we are not called for a vacation.
Mm.
We have been called to ministry. So when you see, at my church, right, every Sabbath, we always have homeless people coming in. They only come during lunch,
mm-hmm.
by the way. They don't come for the... They come during lunch, and you as you're sitting, you then see sometimes people they look them with the eye, not they into it. No. They have been, God has given those people to be there in your proximity, that they might be fed by you.
Mm-hmm.
God allowed them to be there, whether they are drug addicts. We that's not even. Actually, I read the quotation where Ellen White says, sometimes God allows angels to visit our homes in the form of old people that are dirty and hungry and tired.
Mm.
So we, when we're looking at them, we're looking at people, old people who are dirty, tired, people whom we cannot appreciate. But those are angels that have brought blessings. When these angels that passed through Abraham's household, when they were about to leave, they left a blessing.
Mm.
Remember the conversation that they then had with Sarah. You remember the conversation that they had, that in same time next year you're going to be having a kid.
Yeah.
Probably the blessing that you are looking for.
Hmm.
I'm not speaking to our listeners. The blessing that you are looking for, angels brought it, but you did not offer hospitality to them.
Hey.
Yeah. No, probably we are praying for something that God sent an answer with. Like God sent an answer already, but you just didn't accept the old person that was angry. Or that young boy who knocked on your window begging at the robots. Probably that was the answer to your prayer. I'm telling you the truth. Many times we think angels will come in grandeur and flying in white love. No.
Mm.
The Bible, in the book of Hebrews, be careful to be hospitable to strangers.
Mm.
Because many of you accommodated the angels unaware.
Mm.
Ellen White says, actually, in these last days, we are going to be receiving more angels. I'll be saying next, I think next session, I'll say share with you quotations where Ellen White says we are going to be visited in our homes by angels in human form.
Mm.
So angels are going to visit our homes, but you are not going to know. You are going to treat them the way you treat that old woman at your church. So I think it's when we understand that we have been called to mission, then it informs how we treat those who are less privileged than us, those who knock at our doors. And it starts from the first text that we read at the introduction. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another. Mm-hmm. As I loved you, we've been given an example that you love one another. And by this, you will know that they all know that you're my disciples if you love one another. Not if you can explain Daniel and Revelation. That's good. But if you love one another, everyone will know that you are the disciples of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, indeed. And I think when this lesson now comes through my pastor and my elder, and then it speak about hospitality, you know, I think once in a while we do need that reminder, because most of us, we are very cautious, you know, even opening, I don't know how prevalent it is there in Zim, but here, you do not open your window when you're unless if you are in the highway and you don't mind the air, but when you are inside, you know, the locations and stuff, opening the window is like inviting danger to yourself, you know. So even when we see someone asking or begging on the street, that thought of giving, you are thinking twice. If I open my window and give them, is there someone who's going to jump me? You know, all of those things, you know, they run through our minds. But also, I'm loving how we're reminding ourselves that let the Holy Spirit guide us, because not everyone we should ignore. Not everyone is surrounding us by danger, you know. But sometimes if the Holy Spirit leads us, the Holy Spirit should tell us, good, this one, yeah, help them. Say, you know. But if we are disconnected from the Holy Spirit, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you totally. You know, the Bible says, as many are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So the sons of God by the Spirit. They will drive it. The Spirit will speak to you. Actually, the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice.
Mm.
So when you're sheep, when you're God's sheep, you hear his voice. So in our greatest need, my sister, our greatest need is the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
When the Spirit is there, it will direct us into all paths, in all our ways, it will direct us. So you will never be in situations where the devil will catch you unaware, when the Holy Spirit guides you. So I think I agree with you there totally. To say if the Holy Spirit will speak to you. But sometimes it's also about character. Eh? It's not, you know, it doesn't need to be in the robots or in anyway. Even people who come into your house. Do you get my point?
Yeah.
Even people who come into your house, I'll tell you, there is a certain church that I went to. And when I go to the certain church, it seems like people don't want to. There are certain classes, those who have and those who have not. Who don't have, it's just food. If you can't just share food, do you get my point? Food, honestly. We are not talking about exposing yourself, but I'm saying food, like food. So I'm thinking it gets on that level. There's something that is also on Sunday that is quite interesting as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize that Abraham had more than 1,000 people that stayed in his house?
Mm.
1,000 people. Do you know how inconvenient it is to stay with someone?
Yeah.
Because remember, we are different personalities. There are people who mess the bathroom when they go and they don't clean, and you have 1,000 different people to deal with. Abraham had 1,000. So I think the issue is not about how many, about being inconvenienced, about the character of the one who is. So when you have love, The Bible says love covereth all sins. So being hospitable has much to do with your character and having love within you. So Abraham had 1,000 and a people that stayed within him. And these people saw God because of Abraham.
Yeah.
Do you get my point?
Yeah.
Saw God because of how Abraham treated them. They were willing to die fighting for Abraham. So my thinking is how we also treat those around us who attract them to God or repel them.
That's true. That's true.
So this person driving us to that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. My elder, it's going to be a lovely week, as you have said, that you know, the lesson is actually quite interesting one, and we are going to be learning. But today we're going to end it there. I'm going to ask that please do pray for us so that, you know what, this hospitality thing, we embrace it, we take it, and we move with it.
Thank you so much. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you because of the example of Abraham, who has taught us, Lord, with you in our hearts, it is possible to love our neighbors. We pray, Lord, forgive us of the times we have not been hospitable to one another. We pray, Lord, for the presence of your Spirit. Help us to be hospitable. Help us to love one another. As we will be studying this week's lesson, Lord, we pray that may you transform us. Come into our hearts, dwell in our hearts, possess us fully, and may all Spirit fill us. Thank you so much. Guide us today and be with us now and forevermore, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. My elder, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us about our lesson study. Till we chat again on Wednesday.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.